Okay, cool. Got my correct mic. And if you can just say test 1, 2, 3.
Test 1, 2, 3. Sibboleth.
Sibboleth. Okay, that sounds good. All right, I'm going to just roll with it. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Quick Talk Podcast. My name's Josh. You already know that. My job's to deliver relevant value straight from my brain and our guest's brain directly into yours, so you can apply what you've heard in your business today, right now. And this is a special episode. You've been listening to a few of these interviews. We're focusing on the huge convention, which is this August in the Washington, D.C. area, a gigantic gathering of window cleaning and pressure cleaning contractors from all over the country. They're converging in this amazing resort so they can get pumped up about their business. And I'm joined right now by a good friend of mine, Michael Geller. Now, I've known Michael for several years. We've worked together. We've talked. We've been friends. And he's one of the presenters at this year's convention. Michael, for people that don't know who you are, first of all, thanks for being here. Tell us a little bit about kind of your background and what your deal is.
Well, I've had a bunch of different jobs, been selling a large part of my life, learned sales, marketing. The thing a lot of people don't know about me is I was a magician full-time for almost 6 years. I did public speaking and sales training during that time as well as infotainment, which is where you sell at trade shows and things like that. So I've had a wide variety of background.
Yeah, well, I did know your magician background. So that's kind of a crazy thing. I mean, what do people typically say when they find out that you used to do that? Are they freaked out? Do they think, oh, this guy must be a trickster or something?
Yeah, usually they say, show me a trick. That's awesome.
Well, what kind of tricks are you going to be able to show us at the huge convention to help our businesses? What do you think?
The best kind of tricks. Matt and I will be presenting a program called the Efficiency Filter, which it's a new kind of concept of a way of filtering your viewpoint for your business to look at your business overall to be able to maximize output with minimum input. So we're really looking forward to presenting this and helping. I think that the huge convention will be awesome for anybody to attend as a way of really growing your business.
Well, tell me a little bit about how you got into the cleaning business yourself. I know you are a professional speaker. You've performed for, you know, thousands of people all over the country. And now you own and operate a cleaning company. What is it, Maryland?
Yeah, I'm in Maryland, just outside of D.C. We have a huge population. It makes marketing very easy. Dan Kennedy calls it deal flow. So we got a lot of deal flow. We don't have to take every job that comes along. Let's our pricing be good and everything. But it's the busy season right now, so I can hardly string two words together as I try to keep track of everything going on. So certainly don't sound like a public speaker on this right now, but happy to be on here. I started window cleaning originally because I was looking for a simple business to implement. I was looking for a business that I could train someone within 2 weeks to go out and make money for me. And I was evaluating all these different businesses at the time. I was director of sales and marketing for a company of about 35 people that did exercise equipment repair and maintenance. And I looked at that and I said, man, it takes 8 months to get a tech profitable. That is just entirely too long. I don't want to be a part of a business that takes 8 months to get somebody profitable. So as I was thinking about what business I wanted to start, I knew I wanted to start it. I had left the magic world, which was very good to me. But after I made my first wife disappear, I decided that that wasn't really the life I wanted, being on the road all the time and everything. And so I had gotten back into the business world, decided I wanted to start my own business. And I was literally brainstorming and thinking about it. And I went outside after eating lunch and I saw a window cleaner out there cleaning windows. And I said, huh, that's interesting.
You had your aha moment, right?
Exactly. I said, that looks pretty simple. That looks pretty easy.
Well, you bring up a really interesting point, okay? Because you said you made your first wife disappear. And we don't have to go down that whole road, but I think it's important because our businesses are supposed to serve us, right? They're supposed to serve our families. We don't want to live a life where we're a slave to what we do and we don't get what's really most important, which really is our family and our kids and our relationship with our spouse and all that. And I think a lot of the reason these guys are coming to the huge convention is because they want balance. They want to know how to be more efficient. I mean, your talk is about the efficiency filter, and I'll let you go a little deeper on that in a second, but isn't that really what matters the most? Isn't that why we go to events like this? It's sure it's to have fun. It's to have a drink with someone who understands your struggles. but it's also so we can learn how to grow and automate and systemize our businesses to serve us, right?
Exactly. Whether you want that business to be a small business that is a lifestyle business that takes care of your needs, and perhaps it's just you, maybe you and a helper, or if you're looking to scale it to have 20 trucks, but you still want to create it in a way to steal Howard Partridge's term, that you're not a slave to your business. You know, that's we can so very easily become a slave to our business, and it can take over our lives and literally ruin our the rest of our life. That part can get so out of balance that it can cost us our relationships with our family and our friends, and if you're a spiritual person, with your God, and it can cost you a lot. So that's why I value this type of education so importantly, because it can really give you freedom.
Yeah, well, tell me a little bit more about the efficiency filter. Give us an example of some of the content you'll be presenting. I mean, how does this apply to the little guy who's just trying to figure stuff out?
Sure. One of the concepts really is the efficiency filter delves into principles, and principle doesn't change. So you can go back, you know, to the Bible. You can go back further than that. These principles have been there. They're success principles. So one of them Stephen Covey hit on, which is begin with the end in mind. So you have to realize what is your goal? You know, a lot of people raise their hand when you say, who wants to build a $100 million company? Well, in reality, they probably don't really want to build a $100 million company, because every choice, every decision you do has a consequence. So to do that $100 million company, the sacrifices you have to make to get there, you probably don't want to make them. There's a few crazy people who actually do and want to. But in reality, you probably would rather be debt-free and have a couple million in the bank. Well, you don't need a $100 million company to do that. You can run a small, simple business and accomplish that if you do it smartly. So really, you have to decide what your end game is, because that's going to decide what you build, how you build your business. So that's kind of one of the first things we're going to talk about. We're also going to talk about some things that can constrain our thinking and hold us back, particularly in the area of we'll touch on the area of pricing and how that a lot of times we don't even realize that we have these constraints in our thinking that are really
they're powerful, deadly.
Yeah,
self-limiting beliefs, right?
Absolutely. So we'll get into some of that and show how that they can affect us without us even realizing it. And so we'll free some of those constraints, and then we'll take a look at like in the marketing areas, sales areas, training and hiring, ways to apply this principle of efficiency and getting maximum output for minimum input to really create exponential growth in your business.
And all the stuff I do, this is just a fundamental universal truth that's existed forever. And you have to have a clear destination so you can understand where to point your ship towards, right? I mean, if you're a sailboat and you don't have a clear destination, because a lot of guys, Michael, and you've probably found this to be true, there's lots of things we all could do every day. There's lots of options. There's lots of ways we could market our business. There's lots of ways we could hire and train and onboard and invest in our staff. There's the options are endless. But how do we know what we should do in lieu of all these coulds? You know what I'm saying? And having the efficiency filter, if you have a clear destination, it's a lot easier to make those choices. Is that right?
Absolutely. And not even just where to steer the boat, but Matt has this great illustration of it's even about what boat to build. You know, for instance, you wouldn't want to build, you know, an ocean liner, you know, a steamer to go bass fishing, you know, nor would you want to take a bass boat to try to cross the Atlantic. You know, so you have to really decide what is your goal, and that's going to dictate how you build your business. And then, of course, that goal also will dictate how you steer your boat, like you were saying.
That's a really good point, man, because a lot of people get it all backwards. They go crazy. They do all this stuff, and they don't really know what they're even trying to do. And everybody knows what they don't want, but very few people really even know what they do want. If you ask people, what do you want? A large portion of people I ask that question to, they're like, you know, I don't know. Or they give you some generic answer like, well, I want to provide the best customer service in Southeast Missouri. It's like, no, you don't. You don't. You want a business to serve your family, and the way that your business can serve your family is by you providing the best customer service in Southeast Missouri. But there's confusion there, right? Have you found that to be true?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's one of the things the efficiency filter also does. It's an inside to outside look. So you have to start from the inside, you know, and this is not new. The principles in E-Myth and even the stuff that in Howard Partridge's training materials, Zig Ziglar, you go back. You have to start with who you are, what you want. And then from there, it comes outward. And that helps then dictate the business decisions you make. You know, just for example, in the subject of hiring and training, you know, how do you create like a great culture? You know, it comes from you. if it's just words on paper, you know, then you're Enron, you know, value, trust, integrity. Well, that wasn't really true in Enron's case, you know,
no,
it's just words on paper. But if it's genuine and it's true and it's who you are, the good culture can come out of you. You know, so it all comes back to that, and the efficiency filter is going to talk about that. But then it starts, you know, it goes further. It even talks about like some more practical things as far as your marketing goes. You know, which the idea of ordering out your marketing in the sense of from most efficient to least efficient, from warmest to coldest. And things like that can save you so much money. I see guys on Facebook and these forums all the time, and they're like, "Well, how do I market my business? What's the best? You know, what should I do?" And they're so eager technique wise that they're missing the strategy. They're missing obvious things. You know, they're driving business to their website, and their website looks like garbage. And they're spending thousands of dollars in EDDM, and they're driving it to a website that doesn't convert, that really looks bad. You know, it's just the idea of ordering your marketing and ordering the sales process and things can save you so much money and make everything that much more effective.
Well, it sounds really good. I look forward to checking it out, guys. If you're not planning on going to the huge convention, I want to ask you to reconsider, because it is an incredible, very unique, very large, very fun event. The ticket price is negligible. We have months to prepare for this, guys. There's no excuse. You need to get your butts over there, see Michael, see all the great presenters. In closing, Michael, why do you think people should attend the convention this year?
I've seen it time and time again, including in my own life. Getting to these conventions, networking with fellow like-minded entrepreneurs, getting to meet the vendors to learn from and have resources within the industry, hearing the speakers, getting to meet the speakers and talk to them. The best investment you can make is in educating yourself. You know, this is where you can go, and it can break you out of your preconceived notions. It can free you from constraints in your thinking, help you to see your business in new lights, which can then help it grow and help it to thrive and give you the life you want. And it all starts from being at that convention. I've seen it time and again with many people where they've been running the same business for 10, 15 years. They come to a convention, hear new thoughts, new ideas, and then their business within the next couple of years doubles, triples.
Right.
It's amazing what this can do.
It's absolutely true. Very well put. I look forward to connecting with you in person, Michael, and shaking your hand and hanging out with you. Guys, thank you so much. Michael, how can people connect with you if they need to reach out in the meantime?
The easiest way to chat and all that would be to email me at mike@tweakconsulting.com. And Tweak is spelled TWEAK, tweakconsulting.com.
All right. Well, Tweak Consulting it is. mike@tweakconsulting.com if you have a question for Mike. Mike, thanks so much for your time. I appreciate it very, very much, and I will be talking to you again very soon. Let me ask you a question. Are you even remotely considering going to the huge convention this year? Well, if you are, I've made a special deal for Quick Talk listeners. You're going to save $50 off the ticket price. Now, everybody else is going to pay normal price, but not you. Go to thehugeconvention.com/quicktalk and you save $50 right off the price. Now, remember, this is not a cost, okay? It's an investment. This event is absolutely incredible. The second thing I want to announce to you is the new release of The Growth Vault. Now, The Growth Vault comes from all the requests I get from people wanting coaching and training and how do I get this webinar and this teaching you did 6 months ago and what about these special interviews you do, Josh? I want to learn. I want to grow my business. I put everything into one repository. It's totally free. There's no cost. Go to thegrowthvault.com. There's loads of content on business building, automating, scaling, and building a business that you could sell. Check it out right now, completely free. It's my gift to you. Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks for hanging out, friends. And from all of us here at the Quick Talk Podcast team, we hope you love today's show. We hope that you were inspired to become a doer and not just a listener. Apply what you've heard today in your own business and watch things change for the better. Lastly, remember that all the money in the world can't save your soul. Seek first the kingdom of God, my friends. We'll see you next time.
For more information about the Quick Talk Podcast or Joshua's other businesses, visit our website, quicktalkpodcast.com. Have a blessed day.